This show was brought to you by such patrons as Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, Dharma Wheelies, Milkbox, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find our website at immoralwhole.com. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help contribute to the show by visiting immoralwhole.com/show/contribute.
Hello, you have reached Pass Creek Enterprise. Please leave your name and your number slowly and clearly. Thank you.
Hello.
Slowly and clearly.
Hello. Oh my God, hello.
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 Hello. Steers.
Hello. Hello.
Steer. Hello!
Ah!
The bull is mine! Bull!
Answer the phone!
Answer phone, now!
The steers ran over, it's all over!
Hearken to my voice! Answer phone!
Hello! Hello, dear, pick it up!
Hello, dear, are you there?
Hello?
We're begging you, pick up phone.
Hi.
Hey.
Don't let go. Pick it up.
Yeah.
Is that
it?
Bonjour.
I need to open up the.
Hotel Espresso Royal, bonjour. Hotel Espresso Royal, bonjour.
That's not English.
Bonjour. Comment ça va, madame?
Hi.
Ça va?
I'm good. How are you?
Bonjour.
Oui, ça va. Oui, bonjour.
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire, madame?
Sorry?
I speak
English.
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire? No, that's okay. I don't. Let's speak French, because I don't speak English.
All right. Qu'est-ce que je peux faire pour vous aider?
Right. Je suis bête, stupide, you know?
What?
You asked me what the problem was. I said the problem was I'm stupid, so I don't know.
I'm a filthy American.
I'm a filthy American.
I see.
Can we have a bouteille de vin rouge brought to the room? Mm-hmm.
You want to book a room?
No, I want a bottle. You say ugly.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ma
bonjour.
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 Bonjour, je suis une grande américaine. Oh, oh. Ça va.
Oh, no. Tell them the Canadians suck, the Montreal Canadiens.
Hotel Bonaventure, may I help you? Hello?
Oh. Hi, I am big American man. I need big American accommodation. I am big fat American. I need a big room.
Okay, is that a joke?
No, I'm actually quite large. Yeah.
Okay. And you need a room for tonight?
I have a problem with my eating habits, so I need a room next to the vending machine.
We don't have a vending machines in the hotel.
Oh, you're too classy for that. Do you have room service?
Yes, but it closes at 10 p.m.
Oh. Yeah, I need a place with 24-hour room service because I just need to eat constantly.
Okay.
I'm trying to get on that show, my 600-pound... Yeah, I'm trying to get on that show, my 600-pound life, and I need to gain about 300 and what? No.
All right.
Like 350 pounds I need to gain. I need to gain some weight.
Okay. But as I told you, we don't have room service 24 hours here.
Hmm. Not even for fat Americans.
Well, as we told you, you need to fucking get some.
That's my life coach.
Okay, bye-bye.
What?
I want my baguette to be wearing a lingerie.
To continue in English,
you can't say that, you're going to get canceled.
En tout temps, vous pouvez composer le numéro du poste de la personne que vous désirez joindre. Parmi l'une des
options. Oh no, I think it's eight.
So if you want to eat a small French lady,
Versailles, how can I help you?
Hello?
I don't speak
Hi.
English.
I don't speak French.
I don't speak English.
But he speaks English. French.
No.
Spanish. He speaks in the one?
Esperanto. Esperanto.
Yeah, all right, you got to take the phone. I have to drive.
Esperanto?
Hi.
Hello. That doesn't
English,
sound like
French.
Esperanto. What are you doing?
Canadian.
What about Byzantine music symbols? Do you know those?
Morse code.
One moment.
Yeah. We're... Okay.
Braille. I'm blind.
Binary.
She's not going to pick back up.
I need you to speak. Yeah.
Hi, there's a load of shit in my room.
Sorry?
Yeah, someone made a big dookie in here, and I came in here and there's just brown everywhere. It's on the walls, smeared everywhere.
What are you trying to say?
Well, someone came in here and made a mess in my room. They took their feces and smeared it. Everywhere.
What's your room number?
It's this one right here. I'm tapping on the sign. I can't see. I'm tapping on the sign here. Right, this one right here. Turn your viewer on. I got the camera on. Is this one? Jesus Christ, that is loud.
Good evening. Alta Tal Ottawa, Daniel speaking.
Hey, hey, I gotta talk to you. Do you speak the English?
I do.
Ah, then nobody's called me back yet. They said 5 minutes, they'd call me back and they'd tell me yes or no.
For regards to what?
Well, I'm in my room. And I went over to the, how do you say toilet in French?
Toilette.
Toilet?
Hello? I speak English, sir. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Où sont des toilettes?
Yeah. I made a poo-poo caca feces, and they haven't given me permission to flush it yet. They said call back 5 minutes, and we'll give you yes or no. Because they told me I have to wait my turn to flush, because there's other people that have to flush ahead of me.
Okay, what room is this?
215.
215 is not a room, sir.
Yeah. My toilet is ready for departure, and I need to know what line I am in. What's my number?
Okay, yeah, no, go ahead. You can flush. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, how many seconds?
All right, thank you very much.
No,
have a good night.
No, tell me.
Travel Lodge Ottawa East, Aaron speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Good, how are you?
You know what? I'm a little sad.
Who's this?
My name is Dwight.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm an American traveler here in this country for the first time, and I brought a person that was supposed to show me around because I don't speak French, and they left. And now I'm here by myself, and I don't know how to read the signs.
There's, on Google Translate, the app, you can take pictures of things and it translates the signs for you.
I have a flip phone.
I'm sorry.
Are you from the past?
They told me that they said my American smartphone would not work in Canada.
This is the Travelodge Hotel.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Wait, I don't know how. You will you travel with me and translate with me, please?
No, so this is a hotel. I can't travel
with
you.
I know. I'm staying here. I want to pay you $2 an hour to travel with me and translate. $2 American.
I'm so sorry. I can't do that, okay?
But I'm going to be lost here forever and I won't know where to go. I won't know when to check out. I can't translate Canadian time.
You might need to call someone else.
Like who?
I'm not too sure.
Will they come and open my door? Like, I don't know when to check out. How do I check out? I don't know how to check out in French.
Check out of where?
The room. I'm in my room. I'm in 215.
You're upstairs? You're here?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm staying here. That's where they brought me here. They checked me in. They took my passport and then they left.
What's the name under your reservation?
I don't know what name they checked me in under, but they took it. They took my passport.
I didn't check you in, sir. I've been here all day.
No, you checked her in. You checked her in. You checked her in.
And
then she gave me the key. I don't know. She was supposed to, the agency, they said, this woman will help you. It was an online internet agency.
I think you have the wrong hotel.
No, because they told me it was dangerous. They said, don't travel alone. You need somebody who knows the area.
You have
so they
the
gave
wrong
me her.
Hotel, sir. Okay?
No,
I'm really
no.
Sorry you
I,
have the
I don't, I'm
hotel.
Here. I'm here. I'm upstairs, 215.
Who checked you in?
She said her name was Heather.
That you have the wrong hotel, sir.
No, you need to do something because I'm here. I'm by myself, and now I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get home.
Sir, you're not in the hotel. I have not
yes,
checked
I am.
You in. I have no.
I'm
I have
in.
Nobody here under the name of Heather. There's no one here
well,
that could have checked
what's her name, then? What's her name? Because the only ID that proves
that.
It. No, listen. The only ID that proves that she was here with me is when she went into the bathroom. She changed her panties. Those are still here. She left those here. I can bring them down if you can sniff them and then track her down. That would be best because she has my passport.
This is security for the hotel at Travelodge East.
Hi.
Dennis Road. So what seems to be your problem, sir? Because according to the front
the
desk
lady.
Back here, you're not in this hotel.
Yeah, the lady. I'm in the
yes.
hotel. I'm in 215. Yeah.
Say two.
So
okay,
I
so
told her that
you?
I don't speak French. I don't read French. And the lady from the escort agency, she left. She left.
This isn't.
And now
this,
I don't know
this,
how to check
isn't,
out.
This
it's
isn't.
A hotel.
This
I know
isn't
what
you're.
I know. What you're,
sir.
I know what you're yes. gonna say. I know what you're gonna say. You stupid ignorant. All right. Listen. She
Pardon
came
me?
And brought me here, and now I don't.
You,
I said you're
you
stupid and you're ignorant.
You just lost my attention. You called me stupid. Have a good night, sir.
I called you ignorant as well.
Townsend, Karen speaking.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Asleep. Do not call again.
I'm sorry?
I'm going.
Hello.
I'm going. Yeah, I saw your ad on, hello, how are you doing today?
Good, you?
This number was put on for you guys are selling something on Craigslist?
Pardon me?
Here, talk to my brother, Elasma, really fast.
Hello? Hi. You put something on Craigslist? You want to sell me, motherfucker?
Yeah, 9mm.
All right. What make and model is it, you son of a bitch? I ain't buying a high point from you.
He's really pissed off that you're not selling that shit
Smith
anymore.
Smith & Wesson.
What? That sounds like... Say it again. Put your teeth in.
Smith
He's
& Wesson.
He's really mad that
Shield.
You're not selling that to him.
Shh.
Crimson Trace.
What?
You're so old.
Rain
you're so
on
old
it.
And stupid.
Filled
are you
in.
On bath salt? Are you on bath salt?
Expression Sweet Talk Restory Rooms in Maryland.
Good.
How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I've got a gentleman. I'm staying here in the hotel. I have a gentleman coming by to pick up a package that I'm going to leave for him. Can I leave that at the front desk?
Yes, I don't see why not. He's just picking it up?
Yeah, well, I was going to send it through the mail, but I'm afraid that, because over at the mailing service, the post office, they have dogs that sniff drugs now through packages, and then they confiscate them. So what I want to do is just leave him at the front, and he's going to come pick it up so we avoid that problem.
Okay, so we're not liable for anything that happens to the package or anything like that?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just got some stuff for him that I picked up from Puerto Rico.
Okay, I don't know. I'm starting to feel a little more uncomfortable about this. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to handle it or anything. I'm just gonna put it on the corner of the desk, and he'll come in and he's gonna slap down $100 bill and then leave, and I'll come get that $100 later.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna do that. Sorry.
Why not? I mean, isn't this a full service establishment?
Yes, it is, but I'm declining that service.
Okay, but where can I leave it then so that he can come get it?
You could give it to him.
Well, I don't want us to be photographed together. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be helping you.
Does this window in my room, does it open? Does the window open in my room all the way? Can it, like, open all the way so I can have access to outside?
I don't believe so, no. What room number are you in?
Because I have a basket, and I can lower it down, and I could probably get away with it there. I'm in 215.
215. What's the last name?
Yeah. I'm not going to go into that on the telephone.
Okay.
But what I can do is I can lower a basket down to the ground, and then he could put it in there, and well, that would be fine. 5 a.m. our time.
Holiday Express, this is Jordan. How may I help you?
Hey, asshole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I can be better. I'm in my room, and I come back, and somebody took the chocolate you guys had on my pillow.
What? Somebody took the chocolate on your pillow?
Yeah, I took it and I put it off to the side because I wasn't hungry. I didn't want any sweets right then because my blood sugar was too high because I'm a diabetic, and I was going to save it for later. And I went out, I went and met some friends in town. I come back and somebody ate my chocolate.
Do you have anybody else that comes in that you're staying with? Or not?
No, I'm by myself. No, I'm by myself. And the chocolate is gone.
I don't know if housekeeping came in and threw it away by accident or not. I'm not quite sure.
So why would they throw perfectly good chocolate away? My blood sugar's low
no
now,
idea.
And I need chocolate. That's why I was saving it for.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I get really angry when I don't have my chocolate and my blood sugar and it gets low. And I hate. I kicked this fucking door. And I hate this shit. Everybody takes my chocolate. And fucking motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. Where's my chocolate?
I have no idea, sir.
Alright. Well, this is going now, too. Motherfucker. Where the fuck is my motherfucking chocolate? And where is it?
Like I said, sir, I'm not sure. Maybe housekeeping came in.
Is there a vending machine? Is there a vending machine?
We do have a sundry shop that has chocolate in it.
What is that? What is it?
I believe so.
What is that?
It's right next to the front desk.
Okay, go get me chocolate and bring it to my room.
You will have to pay for it, sadly.
No, dig in your pockets. Dig in your pockets and go get it.
I can't do that, sir.
But I'm diabetic. Go get me chocolate now. I command you.
I can't do that, sir. I'm sorry.
It's a medical condition. You're gonna let me pass out?
No, but if you do,
when
have
I pass
an
out,
emergency...
I shit. When I pass out, I shit.
Gotcha. But if you do, then we will call emergency and.
Listen, if I pass out, I'm gonna shit.
That's totally
fine. I'm telling you that as a certainty. My blood sugar gets low, I lose control of my bowels. I pass out and I'm going to shit.
All right. I get what you're saying. But if you do, we will call emergency, okay?
Oh, it's... Oh, no, it started. I need chocolate. I need chocolate.
All right, sir. You have a nice day, okay?
No, it's happening.
Hi, please, Automobile. It's Cream speaking.
Cream? We got a mayo in the Cinco de Mayo room. We got mayo everywhere.
Sorry?
We were making sandwiches for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah?
And we had a little mistake, a little mess. Now there's mayo everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. What room number are you?
Well, it's everywhere. It's all over the place. I can't see the room number anymore. It's obscured, and I don't know where it said it. It's all covered in mayo now. We got ice. It's by the ice machine, but there's something happened. There was a man. He was in the bathroom, and he had lettuce. And he was making a sandwich in there, and that's when the first mistake happened, where the entire case of mayo he brought with him, it smashed onto the floor, and the mayonnaise went everywhere. It sprayed all over the place. It's a white gooey mess in here.
Yeah, but I need to know your room number, right? So that we can come to help?
We're covered in mayo. We can't... If we walk over there and try and look at the room, you know, the number on the door, we're just going to get more things covered in mayo.
It's too slippery. I can't slide over that way. It's too slippery. There's mayo
everywhere. There's glass in the bathroom. There's glass everywhere. From the, you know, the mayonnaise was in glass jars because he made it himself at home. They pasteurized
it. It was homemade.
And now there's glass, and there's mayo, and there's other bodily fluids.
Because
this happened a couple hours ago, and we, you know,
yeah.
Mayonnaise is very, like, lubricating.
But, yeah,
so we made
I
the most of it, and we had a mayo fight.
It's all slippery. Yeah, it's so slippery.
And now we're covered in mayonnaise. The ceiling's dripping.
I can't find the door.
We can't even see anything. I lost my glasses.
On this side of the wall. Oh, yeah. Gonna slide on the side. Lay down the mayo. Mayo on the side. Gonna slide in the mayo pile. Why don't
you come out just started. Remember that show?
Gooey, 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 mayo. I think it was only a 5 away.
I think that's...
This is Jackson. Hello?
Hi, hello?
How we doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm lovely. It's Cinco de Mayo. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I need to come in and get something to drink and eat.
Okay.
I need to come in and eat 2 avocados.
Okay.
You got Alrighty. Avocados there?
We do not.
I gotta bring my own.
What's that?
I'm gonna eat an avocado seed and all. And I'm gonna show it.
All right, man. Have a good night, man.
No, man, listen. I suck your dick. I'll come in and suck your dick.
At the table, and then watch. He didn't know what was going on.
Hey, fatty, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, fatty, how are you?
Cassidy, how can I help you?
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you said your name was fatty. I'm doing well. Listen, I'm trying to find my brother in there. But I'm unable to contact him through the cell phone. Can I have you page him for me?
I can't actually do that for you, but if you come
in
here,
could you yell for him? Well, I would like to, but the house is on fire currently.
Brother. I know
and
everybody's
the
name
here.
Is this far right now.
Last name is Hunt, first name is Michael.
I do not have a Michael Hunt in this bar. I know that for a fact.
Wait, can you just check, please? Hurry.
I'm looking around right now, and I do not have a Michael Hunt in this bar. I know every man in this bar.
Holler for him. Holler for him.
I see every man in this bar. I don't have... Let me go check.
Okay, because we got the fire alarm. We got the fire alarm going.
No, there's definitely not.
Are you sure? Because the house is on fire.
I'm positive. I don't have a Michael Hunt here.
Oh. Check for Mike. Mike. He answered the mic.
I don't have one, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay. Well, all right. I guess the house is just going to burn then.
I would call 911 if the house is on fire.
Well, they're already here, but...
Okay. I don't have a Michael Hunt.
I'm not going.
I'm bartending. I'm sorry.
Yeah? Okay. ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo está?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
Hello? Hello?
Happy Borough Chilean Beer. Hello?
Hi. I'm calling from next door. Can you turn that annoying American rock and roll music down?
No.
Yeah, you need to turn it the fuck down. It's Cinco de Mayo. You need to put some mariachi bands on or something.
Okay, well, music is music, hon. I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, it's not. You're a racist.
For calling room, how may I help you?
Hi,
hello?
Can you turn the music down now? Turn the music down now.
Sorry?
That woman right next to you? That one? The one that was just talking. I asked her to
hello?
Go put a quarter in the jukebox. Yeah, hi. I asked her to go put a quarter in the jukebox for me, but I told her to play mariachi music, not to put on American rock music. I want my money back.
This is Rim Asian Bistro.
I know. I told her, I say Cinco de Mayo. I say you put on mariachis. And instead, she puts on Asian rock.
Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
You're a criminal?
Yeah, go get the Rimmer chair.
Sorry?
Do you have the Rimmer chair?
Is this a prank call?
It's not a prank call.
Okay, I'm going to have you walk up to the host stand. I have no idea.
The host stand?
Yes.
Who's the hoe at the stand?
The host.
Host.
Yes.
Who's the
host?
Host
stand. I am the host.
The host stand. Okay,
yes.
And what your name is?
Isabel.
Is Jezebel?
Isabel.
With a J?
I
what?
It starts with an I.
What does?
I don't mean to be rude, but I highly doubt that this is not a prank call, but I would appreciate if it's not a prank call for you to walk
it's
up
not.
To the host stand so I can communicate better with you, because it's a little hard to hear you.
I don't know if this is a joke or not, because I'm in a wheelchair, and telling me to walk up to the host stand is very offensive to me.
Okay, sorry. Roll
right
up
here.
To the host.
I'm right here. I'm waving. I'm right here. I got my hand up. I'm waving.
At who?
Towards the host stand. I'm waving. Hello, right here. Right here.
From which direction?
Well, I'm facing. Right here. 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 Right here.
Here is not
I
very...
I see you on the phone.
Okay.
I'm a small man. I see you on the phone here. My hand is up. Here. Right here. Right here.
Okay, so the host stand is accessible by wheelchair, so you can roll up to the host stand. So I'd appreciate it if you could roll up.
What?
You
Listen,
said you're...
I got the hazard lights on the wheelchair. You can't see me. They're on.
Do you see someone in a wheelchair? He said he's waving at me?
right here. Can you, right here. That other girl's standing right next to you, right to your left. I see you on the phone. I'm right here.
Right, left, 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 left.
Right here. Right here.
Sir, right here does not help me define your location.
I have my hand up. I don't know how to give you direction. Right here.
Okay. What are you facing towards?
The hostess stand.
Okay.
I literally, there's three people at my table. I'm the fourth person right here. Okay. Right here.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Oh, see, I'm yelling at you. Right here, right here, right here. Gotta hurry up. My arm's getting tired.
Okay, give me just 1 second, okay?
All right, right here.
And flights of all variations are also available.
No, we put you on hold.
There are just fucking shit. Hi, is there shit food there?
Thanks for holding. How may I help you?
I'm putting my brother on. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am? We're looking for the shit food.
You're looking for what?
The food. The shit food?
Trying to make an order.
Shit food,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, we don't do any sort of takeout.
Well, no. Can't we order it, and that way it'll be at a table and ready for us when we get there?
I think no. We don't do that, sir. I'm so sorry.
Well, we have kids and they're impatient, and if the food's not there when we get there, then they start getting rambunctious and they start yelling and screaming, so we order ahead. We already know what we want.
I'll check for you, but I'm pretty sure that it's not. Okay. Yeah, just 1 moment.
Mm-hmm.
Faking us out.
See, there. No, they're almost back. Hello?
Hi there. My name's Ryan. I'm one of the managers here.
Hey, Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
I just was told that you're trying to make an order over the phone for when you arrive?
Yeah, she said that we can't do takeout, which I totally understand. But we have two children that have behavioral disabilities. Basically, if they don't have it right when we get there, then they're going to throw a bitch fit. And so
okay.
I'm trying to order it ahead of time so it'll be at the table and ready when we get there.
Sure. What is it that the kids are looking for then?
Okay, you have chicken tendies?
Yes. Yep. We have
chicken tendies and fries. Yep. We'll get that. And then, do you have any specials for the adults?
I don't have that list in front of me right now.
Do you have any fish? Do you have any fish?
Any sorry?
Fish.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have salmon? Salmon.
We have spring salmon, we do, yes.
Yeah, okay. What we'll do is we'll get two chicken tendies and fries for the kids, and then me and the wife will get two salmons, and if we could just have it at the table and ready when we get there, that would be great.
What is the name on the reservation?
The reservation is going to be under Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T.
Do you have a reservation already?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
The children really dictate our lives, and they were the ones telling us that we were going to eat here.
Sure, yeah, of course. So right now, unfortunately, we don't have a table of four that is available. What time were you trying to aim to be here?
An hour.
An hour or so? Okay. Yeah. Let me see if something's going to open up in that time. So right now, I don't actually see a table that I can guarantee is going to be done.
Okay, give me just a second. All right, honey, tell the kids that we might not be able to eat there tonight. They're very busy. Just make sure that they understand. Oh fuck, they don't understand. No, honey, get the bass from them. No. Oh, fuck.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
Honey, baby.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for some food.
Yes, we are fully booked tonight, but I can book you another date. Would you like that?
Yeah, I want food.
Two people. Okay, let me see what's the next availability for two.
Yeah, food.
I have Tuesday at 5 p.m. I can book you for two people.
And how much food do I get?
Whatever you order.
No, food.
I don't know what you're saying.
You know, food?
Food. Yeah, the Vietnamese food?
Yeah, you have it?
Of course not. We're Italian restaurant.
Oh, you have big balls of meat that I can put in my mouth?
Okay. Thank you for the prank. That was funny. My highlight of the day.
Okay, good. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
I'm not good with remembering.
Thanks for calling Bubble Butt. How may I assist?
Bubble Butt? Oh, wow. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, do you know how to use a telephone? Oh, good, you do. Excellent. We need to order some food.
Sure, what was your room number?
It's the one that ends in, you know, 5. I think there's a 2 in front of there, but I'm not really sure. Because I've been drinking all night, and I'm very, 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 very happy. You know? I've been singing a song, like, Pengu Penisu, Pengu Penisu, Pengu Penisu, you know? That's the penguin penis song. I wrote it.
Okay.
You want to sing it with me? Pengu Penisu, Pengu Penisu, Pengu Penisu. You know?
Sorry, I don't know.
Oh. I'm trying to call this YouTube URL right now, and it's not making very much it's not working. Do you know how to call YouTube about the food?
Sorry, did you want room service still?
Yeah, let me put my brother on. He's more coherent than I am.
Hi, hello.
Hi, do you want room service?
Yeah. He says he wants the penguin penis soup.
I don't know what that is. Is it a drink? Is it food? Is it a song?
It's a food that he made a song up about. He wants the emperor penguin served with an apple in its mouth, medium rare, full beak.
So a steak?
No, a penguin. Yeah, a penguin. Emperor penguin steak.
Okay, what was your room number?
We're in 215. He wants the beak of the penguin.
We just have fish or steak.
Okay, one milk steak.
Just a regular steak? That's all
milk steak with a side of premium jelly beans.
We just have a regular steak with normal food on it. No jelly beans.
Okay, I guess we'll take a regular old steak then. We would like that boiled medium rare.
Okay.
Don't be putting any of that aggressive grill heat on it. We want it boiled.
Okay, it'll come up medium rare.
Okay, how long?
It's probably going to be about 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, how long then?
30 to 40 minutes.
I understand that, but how long?
Yes, 30 to 40 minutes to bring it up to your room.
Okay, but I understand. Like, you're going to cook it and everything, but how long?
What do you mean, how long?
Like, I know, like, you're gonna cook it, right?
Yes, people in the kitchen will cook it.
Okay, but how long?
How long are they gonna cook it for?
Yeah, how long? Until we get it, how long? How many times?
30 to 40 minutes.
it'll take to bring it up to your room and cook it.
All right. Okay, they're going to cook it in the room? How long?
They're going to bring it up to your room, cooked already.
Okay, but how long?
It will take 30 to 40 minutes to bring it up to your room.
Okay, and then they're going to cook it up here. How long after they cook it up here do we eat? How long?
So they're going to cook it downstairs in the kitchen, and then they will bring it up to your room in 30 to 40 minutes, so you can eat in 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, but then how long after we eat do we make the poo-poo caca in the toilet?
That's all up to you.
Well, how's that up to me? How are you going to cook it? How long?
I'm just going to place your room service order for you right now.
Okay.
And then it'll go up to your room shortly.
Okay, how long?
30 to 40 minutes.
No, I don't think you're getting me. That's the name on the room. How, and last name is L-O-N-G.
Okay, I didn't need the name, so I just need your room number.
I think that's where we're getting confused. How long is the name on the room?
Okay. I just need your room number, so
Howard,
it's 215.
Howard Long. It's Howard Long. Howard Long and 215. How long?
Okay. That's more.
I feel that there was a lot of confusion there that was unnecessary.
Okay, sorry. You just didn't specify that was your name.
Okay, how long?
Okay, so we'll send it up to your room.
No. Now I'm actually asking how long until we get it.
Like I said earlier, it's 20 to 30 minutes. Or 30 to 40
minutes. Okay, all right, cool. Oh, damn you. I thought we shaved 10 minutes off. All right, fine.
Okay, I'll send it to your room. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey,
fuck
you.
Hi, is Nunu there?
Who?
Nunu, is Nunu there?
Who's Nunu?
Nunu.
No,
Nunu?
I don't have anyone. No, sorry.
He works there. Are you his sister?
No, he doesn't work here.
Yes, he works there. Don't try and... He works there.
I'll work you, baby.
Listen.
Hello.
Hi.
Sir, my brother just farted, and now we're hungry for Indian food. Can we make an order, please?
So an order for takeout?
Yeah, my brother just farted, and it reminds us of Indian food, so we want to make a takeout order.
Okay, sure. So can I get your phone number?
Yeah, it's 301.
301?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yep.
8190, and it's gonna be under what name?
Chutia.
Hello.
Hi.
So that order gonna be under what name?
Oh, the first name is Ben, B-E-N.
B-E-N, okay.
And then the last name is C-H-O-D.
Okay, so you can go ahead with the order.
Okay, his fart reminded me of your chicken tikka masala, medium
chicken.
Spice.
Okay, chicken tikka masala.
Hey, Big Dwight.
Yeah?
Big Dwight, can you ask him if they have Ben Ki Lodi?
I don't use that. I got it on speakerphone.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Can you guys put extra gandu sauce on my food?
No, not the gandu sauce. We put the butter.
Elasma, did you want the teriyaki chut? Is that what you wanted, Elasma?
Yeah, give me some teriyaki lan, you know? Mati lan, yeah.
I want the... Can I have the teriyaki bosara banchut and sauce?
I want some marichod with hot mustard.
The buttermilk paneer. Buttermilk paneer.
The gandu hotcake.
Teri maki chu.
And chup.
Aww.
in the restaurant. How can I help you?
It's okay. You guys having the Cinco de Mayo special or no?
Sir, this is an Indian restaurant.
Okay, but you don't have no Cinco de Mayo or what?
Unfortunately, we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
You guys don't celebrating that shit. Why?
No. Because we're not Mexican.
Why
we're
not?
Indian.
But that doesn't matter, man. It's an international...
It does matter.
Huh?
I don't think a Mexican restaurant would celebrate Diwali.
Why not, man? I know plenty of Mexicans that love Indian people, man.
Of course, I'm not.
Come on, man, you cannot be like that. You better give me a drink or something when I go in there. You can make me a drink or no?
Unfortunately, I won't be doing that. Sorry.
Well, you know it.
Ask him here. We park. Where we park? We park blue.
Sorry.
How about you coming to my Mexican restaurant and I make you a banchor? How about that?
Oh.
No.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Stupid, are you there? It's Cinco de Mayo.
Sorry, can you repeat again, please?
Yes, that's my foot was so known. He's very special.
Had you seen my father? Have you seen my father, baseball?
Can you repeat, please? I cannot understand you.
My father, he wants to make an order.
You can come and there is $20 covers to enter.
No, I'm not smart enough to drive.
Sorry?
I'm not smart enough to drive.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Can you hear me?
What is this?
I'm good.
Yeah, what are you?
This is Gaston.
Under the Gaston?
Yes.
Are you serving the Mexican food tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. The Mexican Indian food?
No Mexican Indian food. It's tacos, you know, so it's just Mexican food.
Yeah, the Papadam tacos. Yeah. Do you have the curry tacos for Cinco de Mayo?
We don't have the curry tacos, no. We just have Mexican food.
Hey, ask him if he's got Papadam nachos.
Oh, yeah, that's a real, classic for this time of year. The Papadam tacos? No, nachos?
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, anything else I can help out with? Something important?
Can you ask him if he's got a big dick?
Do you have a peña grande? Grande peña?
Thank you for calling your neighborhood PetSmart, where our team is busy assisting other pet parents and are unable to perform stock checks at this time.
Which is
we should do a Madhouse Live and talk for half an hour. This is pretty cool.
Hey, dude, don't fucking bring up water.
Killer has that covered now. Hello.
Yeah, please.
Hi, is my sister there?
Sorry.
Is your sister there?
Wrong number.
No. I know. I want to make the order. I just want to make sure the sister's there before I make the order. You know. I want Enki Lodi.
Yeah, your sister is my sister.
She is there. We're gonna have
her name is.
Hello, Santos. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes,
how
please?
Are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very good. How are you?
Yes, please. How can I help you?
Yeah, we'd like the Cinco. Me and my brother, we just heard him. We want the Cinco de Mayo platter.
We don't have any platters.
Why not? We just put a bunch of stuff on the big plate. I mean, it's not that hard.
So
make everything sound hard when it's easy.
So what is the dish you want to have?
We just, come on, man. We're just wanting to know if you cannot make us the food, you know. It's for the Cinco de Mayo, por favor.
So what is the food you want to make? Because we have several foods, so I just want to know what is the food that you really wanted to have.
Wow, that was fast. We want the Papadum tacos and the curry nachos.
So
actually,
this
one's pretty good, actually.
The chicken masala de cabeza, the chicken tiki masala de cabeza.
Ew.
Is this for takeout or dining?
It's for takeout.
Okay, may I know your name, please?
I want to take you away. I want to take you away with me, man.
Ooh.
Can I take you out?
Main Street,
it's called like Taco Sense.
Sorry?
Hello? Hello?
What? Yes?
If it don't make taco dollars, it don't make taco sense. You know, that's what the kids say these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Do you have anything for the Cinco de Mayo or no?
Just go online and do a reservation, okay?
Hey, what's the matter, you?
Come on.
Thank you.
Do your job. Take the order.
Lirian, son of a bitch.
Is there a hot tub? Ask him if there's a hot tub.
You fucking kicking an ass at you.
There should be a hot tub. A Cinco de Mayo hot tub? You got it?
I'm in the room already. Fucking hell.
Uh-huh.
Hi, can we down soon?
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm looking at, get a room. Oh.
For tonight?
I need a sink. Well, yeah, I need a room with a sink full of mayonnaise. I'm from the Royal Service, you see.
Oh, I get it.
My brother,
good evening, Vera River Inn.
Tequila shot. Hi, I took a lot of tequila shots because of Cinco de Drinko. I was wondering if you guys can bring me my pillow.
Which room number are you in?
Cinco.
Sorry, which room number are you in?
Cinco de Cinco.
What's your name?
Ben Chor.
Culo Seco.
I'm sorry, what was the last name again?
Chod, first name Ben.
I don't have anyone staying by that last name, Chod.
It's Ben Chor, but it's because it's my brother. It's my brother. He's right here, and that's his room, okay? So don't be talking to me like that. Here, I'm putting him on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, man, yeah. This is my brother. Man. He's been getting a lot of shit and shit, yeah.
Hello, S. Yeah. Hello, Miss S.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. I'm having a problem.
Okay.
My friend, he's Hispanic. And he ordered a bunch of food for Cinco de Mayo along with tequila.
Yeah.
He blew his back end, rear end, and toilet in the room.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm fucking taking a big shit in the toilet.
And now he's screaming. He keeps yelling, I'm having the baby. I'm having the baby.
Oh, my baby, I'm coming out of my ass, man.
So we're having a problem.
Okay. So I don't have you guys as registered guests, and I have no idea which room number you're coming
from. He said he's bloated. He keeps saying, the head's
coming
out. Yeah,
okay, so
pounds,
I have no I don't know what room number you're in, so unfortunately I can't help you guys.
The room is under culo seco.
Oh.
Culo seca. It means dry asshole. I don't know if you... that name.
I'm gonna
all right,
come.
Well,
man.
Good luck. Unfortunately, you're gonna be on your own for all this. But
well, ma'am,
yeah.
he said that the head is breached and it touched his man clitoris and he came.
His inner labia.
Thanks for calling the Chilliwack Coast Hotel.
Hi. We were wondering if we can go in the back and light a little bonfire for Cinco de Mayo.
No, sorry.
We can't just go in the back. It'll be just a few of us. We have a little grill type thing we put fire in.
No, we can't have that, unfortunately.
Well, why not? Like, why? I miss their mono.
Sasquatch and Holly speaking.
Hey, Holly. How are you, baby?
Good. How are you?
I'm in the room. I'm good. I'm in the room. Listen, I'm with my friends. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Now, I've told them we can't light the fireworks we got from Mexico in the room. But they won't listen to me, but you have authority. And I think they'll listen to you. I'm going to put you on speakerphone and you tell them they can't light them.
Light what, sorry?
I'm going to light these fireworks.
You can't,
hey, fool, light that shit, fool. Light it, dog.
Can't light them. She said no.
Which room?
No, fool.
Are you
light that, fool. Light it, fool. Light
they're
it, dog.
They're in the bathroom. They said because there's a vent in there that'll make it better.
Which room are
what
you
about
in?
What about the fireworks? The firework pinata. Remember we
yeah,
got
don't,
that?
Don't.
Yeah, wait, boo. Yeah, dog. Like that shit, dog.
What the fuck, guys? What the fuck?
Go ahead. Oh.
Yeah, no, hey, fuck yeah, man. That's some good shit, man.
Hey.
Hey,
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, arriba, arriba. Hey, epa, epa.
What's that, motherfucker?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Like,
hi, yes. We just received a call from this number.
Y'all are the one who
this is the Royal Hotel?
Yes, that's the point of the Bitcoin.
What are you talking about, this? I just want to
know.
Alrighty
then. You have a great night.
Won't you tell who you really are? Why are y'all, why you called me for, and how'd you get my phone number?
This is a relay number from the Royal Hotel, ma'am. We just received a call from this number.
Motherfucker, I'll make you anywhere.
All righty, ma'am. You have a great night.
What?
Cindy, we cannot help you.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good, good. Oh, what are you making tonight?
I'm sorry?
What are you tonight? What do you make? How do you money make tonight?
It's a hotel. What do you need? You need a room?
Yeah.
Whatever
your
I
room.
Need. I'm sorry?
I need a big, 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 big room for my big, big, big banana, you know?
Hold on. Let me connect your call to somebody I know, okay?
No, don't do that to me.
Yeah.
No. Because I need a room with a large opening in the door because my banana's too big. I can't get in a normal door. Do you have any accommodations for large bananas?
He's got a big banana, man. He's a big banana. Big, 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 big banana.
Big, big, big. Big banana.
Big, 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 big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Brad said it.
Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm in the room and my stomach is hurting.
Motel 6.
Yes, I'm in the room and my stomach is hurting. I think with the drink too much.
Okay, so what room is that?
Talk to my brother. He's right here. He'll tell you. He's under his name.
Hello, my name is Smirnov. It's under my name.
Okay, give me your room number. I need to know your room number.
My room number is 415.
We don't have a 415
oh,
here,
sir. I'm in 215.
Oh, my stomach, man.
Here, sir.
Oh.
I'm dyslexic. I can't read.
My stomach.
This is a place of business. This is not a fun and game, sir.
You could have fooled me.
You have
this
a good
place
night.
Is filthy. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you have a good night.
There's poop everywhere. There's poop everywhere.
Is it in Simcoe?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm in room 210. Do you have long distance FaceTime?
No, we do not.
No long. What about local distance FaceTime?
No, we do not.
Do you have Bancho FaceTime?
No.
No Bancho Kankidori? Hello? Can you turn down your act?
Colonial Model.
Hello?
Yes.
Do you have long distance? Long distance FaceTime?
No.
No, you don't? Do you have FaceTime? Bancho.
Hi, we've had an accident with the microwave. My son, he microwaved his feces in the room.
That wasn't an accident.
And I'm not sure what to do. Well, we're in the bathroom.
I pooped in the microwave and I turned on the microwave. It wasn't an accident. I'm mad.
He also spilled a lot of mayonnaise everywhere. It's on the ceiling.
I want to teach my father a lesson. He didn't give me the toy that I wanted, so I pooped in the microwave and I ran. Houston.
Travel out west, fucking up.
Hey, how you doing there, fuck? I have a problem in my room.
Which room is it?
215.
Okay, what's the problem?
The problem, you know the, what is it, the thing that you pee in. God damn it, I'm at a loss for words right now.
The toilet.
The urinal.
No, the carpet. It's full. The carpet
the what?
Is full. The carpet is full. I need somebody to come empty it because I got to go again.
The carpet? We don't have carpets in our room.
Yeah. No, yeah, you don't understand. You know the wood, the carpet, the wood?
Okay.
It's absorbed as much as it can. The flooring is bowing. It's expanding. It's full of urine. I need someone to empty it because I got to go again.
I could put a towel down.
No, it's saturated. It's not going anywhere. It's like the whole floor. Floor is like a wave. It's like the ocean over here.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Dwight. How are you?
I don't have a Dwight Howard checked in here.
But I didn't say Dwight Howard. I said Dwight.
Okay, so I don't have a Dwight at all.
I'm not a basketball player. I'm not black either, if that helps. I am honorary Mexican on Cinco de Mayo.
They pick up the fucking phone.
Thank you for calling, Baden. How can I help you?
Hi.
This is my brother, and he's digging the shit out of my ass. We need more toilet paper.
Yeah, we ran out. We both shitted in our pants. We need more toilet paper.
Man, he's trying to wipe me with...
Yeah, that's literally...
I'll take that by our teacher, but he believed it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, my friend right here, I'm with him in the motel. He molested me. What do I do?
No, I didn't.
Call the police.
Well, no, I liked it. And we're both adults.
Fighting referee.
I liked it, though, and we're both adults.
If you don't stop playing, I will call the cops. I have it tracing them and have you arrested.
Motel 6,
right there. Hey, look, I'm really sorry. Please don't call my mom. Please don't tell my mom, please. I'm really sorry.
I'm going to tell your mom that you're a faggot, man.
Hey, you homophobe bastard. What the fuck is the matter with you?
I didn't
know that.
It's ready, head.
Jesus Christ.
Please don't tell me.
You fucking homophobe. What's the matter with you? Didn't your mother give you enough attention when you were a child?
You think I
can go with your manhood?
It's because his girlfriend is so insecure with his manhood.
What room he has, but I can come to help him. You might like it even more.
What the fuck? I think I'm dead.
I figured
some
of it.
Hey, baby, hello.
What you gotta go outside and hide for?
Bueno.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I was making a bunch of tacos. I have a big stove in my room. I was making tacos for Cinco de Mayo, and I spilled seasoning and guacamole sauce all over my floor.
Okay.
And it's all over, and it's very slippery. I've fallen no less than 5 times trying to get the towels to clean it up.
Well, you're not supposed to have a stove in your room, first of all.
Well, it's more of a hot plate than what I would call a flat top stove or a flat top grill. It's actually a flat top.
Well, it's more like an open flame,
propane.
Yeah,
that doesn't make.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought being honest would make it better, but because we're making homemade guacamole and it's on the floor.
Yeah.
I made a salsa, a pico de gallo, and it's on the floor. The tortilla shells, they were on the floor.
Well, couldn't you?
Yeah, because we like to toast the tortillas over the open flame ourselves.
Yeah, you
so,
can do it on a flat top. You have to actually expose it to flame.
So we broke down the bed. We broke down the headboard of the bed, and we used it for fire and
For kindling.
Yeah.
And you didn't invite.
Well, you didn't ask.
You're a gringo.
Yeah.
Tell me. I don't want to just invite myself.
Why don't you shut up? Well, why don't you shut your mouth and bend over right now?
Have a good night.
Man, being a whore.
Listening.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. How may I help you?
Hi. How are you doing tonight? Me and my brother were making chutia in the room.
Yeah, I'm hanging pictures in the room. And I'm having a hard time. Like, I fell off the bed trying to hang the pictures. Like, I'm trying to make the room nice. So I put up some pictures. I opened up the wall because I didn't like the electrical the way it was. So I replaced, the 215.
Okay.
Like, the ceiling fan wasn't working, and so I used a drywall saw, and I opened up the wall, and I found a bunch
of... all that thing.
Oh. Well, yeah, I opened up the wall, and I found a bunch of wires in there that didn't look like they belonged in there, so I took them out. But the ceiling fan still doesn't work.
You're not supposed to do all those things, sir. If you have any issues with the room, you just let us know and we will change your room.
Oh. Well, the toilet wasn't working, so I removed that too. I called the Home Depot. They said they could have someone out tonight to put in a new toilet. I thought I could just do that without talking to you because I don't have a whole lot of sense, but...
But no, sir, like if you have anything issue, you need to tell us so that we can change the room or we can do anything. No.
Yeah.
Which room you are in?
Okay. 215. Well, the washer and dryer wasn't working. So I called up Lowe's, like I was calling around for bids to see like who could give me the best price on a new washer dryer in the room. And Lowe's said that they could come tomorrow. Yeah.
No, like I'm coming to your room for just a second.
Well, there's kind of a lot of stuff going on in here right now. Like I got the wall open. I also had like a bunch of plates and dishes delivered because there's nothing to cook with. And I'm trying to find out where I'm going to plug in this new stove because I got a new stove for the room.
No, you should not supposed to do that, sir. I'm coming to.
Oh, I was just going to live here for long term, so I thought I could make it nice.
No, you need to ask. At least you need to ask us, right? You done a reservation for only one night.
I don't need to ask anybody anything. I'm big, important American. I don't need to ask anybody anything.
Okay, sir. We are coming to your room and we can talk.
Well, I'm not. I don't know if you could come in because there's so much furniture in here that I just had delivered. So, I don't know. You could try, but I don't know. Oh, no. The new control console that I just installed is beeping. I think that means that a satellite is about to break orbit and crash. Oh, okay. That's my new Cinco de Mayo firework display that I just had installed.
Activated.
Okay, go ahead and launch the rocket on my mark. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Rocket activated.
We don't have a rocket sound, do we?
Kind of bang.
No, it's not. You're crazy.
Yeah,
it's gonna fill up.
You have a good night.
Thank you for your time, Spitzer.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. We need rockets.
Hi.
Hi, we're in the room. We had a little accident with some mayonnaise. We bought a whole pallet of mayonnaise at the local, you know, the big Costco Sam's Club machine. And we brought it into the room with us. And we were going to use it to make sandwiches. But then my brother, he accidentally knocked over about 40 cases. And it smattered. It smattered all over the place. Now there's mayonnaise all over. And then it accidentally slipped in.
What's your
room? The mayonnaise and the pickles.
Yeah, it slipped right in my ass.
What's
your room
number?
It's
215. God damn it.
God, is this guy deaf?
It slipped in there.
God damn it. One man.
It slipped in.
One man? There's only one man?
215 is only one man.
Yes,
that's correct. We're
one man,
we're
one bed.
We're conjoined.
No.
We're one man.
No.
One man, one
racket?
Bed.
What's going on next door?
Wrong number. Your 215 is
no,
one man.
No, that's not the wrong number. God damn it.
Huh?
It's not the wrong number. God damn it.
Havigan.
Yeah, that's me. Well, and I brought my brother over. He's with me for the night.
There's one man in the room.
Like, I booked the room. 15. I'm the one man. Do you know what that
we
is?
We are, we're conjoined. We're one, we're...
Huh?
That's Shrek's asshole.
Oh.
So we're one man that shares, we share a body. We're two men who share a body.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So it looked like one man. We looked like one man.
Stupid.
We were actually a bunch of squirrels in a trench coat. We weren't a man.
I'm a squirrel.
I'm a gay.
Why are you gay?
Huh?
What were you gonna say there, sir?
I said, come to the office talk. Come to the office talk, okay? I cannot understand.
It's not garbage.
Come
it's not garbage talk. What is it?